Let me introduce you to Lara Allen, who is 10 years old. When Lara was six, she was diagnosed with leukemia. Her little body underwent 800 days of treatment. Guess what? Lara is gearing up, getting ready to celebrate not just what will be her 11th birthday eventually, but a really big party, a bravery festival to celebrate 2 years off cancer treatment. Lara and her mum, Tanya, are on the phone to tell you what kind of a party they're planning. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Lara, you were 6 years old when you found out you had leukemia. What do you remember from that time?
I remember getting a lot of bloods done and having a lot of fun.
Wow. Well, that's a combination of answers I wasn't expecting. So bloods done and a lot of fun. What kind of fun were you having?
Fun with my family, fun with the nurses, and just fun with friends.
Wow. Well, clearly you did a brilliant job, Mum. What about from your perspective, Tanya? What do you remember from when Lara was six and diagnosed with leukemia?
Look, those early days are really hard for all families. Mm. But one thing I think that we were actually really good at was finding the fun. We went into it with that in mind, and so Lara was so good at her medical procedures that she was able to find the fun. So she was a little bit it was a little bit disturbing, to be honest, in the beginning, how much she wanted to watch those procedures. Mm. And you know, if there was blood spilled, she'd call it a blood bath, and she'd laugh about that. So she's a born optimist, this child.
Yeah.
And so she held our hand in the beginning and really showed us how to live it and how to live it well.
Yeah. Lara, it sounds like you helped your mum to be brave through that period. Did you feel sick? Did you feel unwell through that treatment as well, Lara?
Not all the time. Hmm.
What about you, Tanya? What did you do in those moments when perhaps there wasn't the levity? What did you do to get yourself through that period, Tanya?
Look, I think for us, just trying to find connection in those times. And I think one thing I didn't do, which I really wish I was better at, was allowing myself to be sad during those times that were really difficult. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a lesson that some of us in this world find hard to get our heads around. But I suppose from my perspective, leukemia treatment is such a very long treatment for children. We don't really get a chance to have that luxury of going, oh, it's a really rough day, let's just do what we need to do and be sad and not get out of bed. You have to lead your children and you have to show them how to live it on those hard days as well. Mm. So, and you also never know, like you might be having a hard day in that world. You don't know what that afternoon or the next day is going to hold. So fast recovery is actually really quite important. Mm. And it's almost afterwards. I know for me, it was afterwards, after she was off treatment, that I really got to settle and go, oh, we did that.
Yeah.
And then have all of the feelings.
You're listening to Tanya and Lara. Tanya's Lara's mum. When Lara was 6 years old, she was diagnosed with leukemia. She's about to celebrate 2 years off treatment, and she is celebrating with a party, and it's not just a little party, which we'll get to in a moment. Tanya, Lara's diagnosis helped bring about a wonderful concept called the Bravery Box. What is that?
The Bravery Box started when I noticed that Lara's recovery from hard things was really quick. She was able to go from that moment from this is awful to I'm all right now relatively quickly. For the kids that weren't able to do that, there was a prize box on ward, and it was actually called the Bravery Box, and it was stocked with some little goodies that were donated by nurses and the doctors and some of the oncology community. And for the kids that weren't able to do that fast recovery, they would then be offered something from the Bravery Box. So that would allow them to practice that recovery moment, that moment from this is awful to, oh, look, stuff. And it would allow them to recover really quickly. What we noticed was that the Bravery Box wasn't, sometimes it was beautifully stocked and sometimes it was slim pickings. So my husband and I looked at it and we said, well, we should do a toy drive and just keep this better stocked. And wow, you know, that from that moment, there's been an absolute avalanche of help from the community. And from that point, it then became the registered charity that it is today, where we organise events to get everyone together. We create spaces where people can talk about what's happening to them. We help people understand a little better how to find those moments of joy and happiness. And we have lots of little programs. One of my favourite programs is our T-shirt program that was recently, most recently supported by Munchkin and Bear. They bought us our next 1,000 shirts that say, this is what Brave looks like on the front. And the children on treatment wear those really proudly because they are exactly what Brave looks like.
Oh, wow. All right. So from really difficult diagnosis, these hundreds and hundreds of days of treatment, the Bravery Box arrives, it grows bigger, and you mention events there, which, Lara, brings us to your Winter Bravery Festival. Tell me all about it.
So I've been wanting this festival for a while, and then we thought, why not do it in the winter and call it the Winterfest? Mm-hmm. So we're doing it at my hall, and there's going to be a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. What form is that going to take, Tanya?
Well, it being winter, and being that we're a family of swimmers, Lara thought it would be a delightful idea to have a dunk tank with all of her swim coaches on there.
Ouch.
Being plunged into freezing water.
Yes.
But there's lots of things. It's a bravery festival, so it wouldn't be complete without a reptile show and an opportunity to hold some reptiles and meet some reptiles. And there's going to be a jumping castle. And the most exciting thing, I think, is when it gets dark, we're going to have a glow-in-the-dark disco.
Oh, wow.
Just think all of the children glow-in-the-dark sticks, glow-in-the-dark face paint, and getting down to some 80s classics.
Yeah, brilliant. All right, so this is all happening at Patrick's Road State School in Fernie Hills next Saturday, the 31st of July. Is the public invited?
Absolutely. You're going to have to get in really quick with tickets, though, because this has been something that, as Lara said earlier, she has been planning ever since I did my first organised, well, friends organised the first festival that we had for once Lara was diagnosed. She was on treatment for 4 months before they had their first festival, and she's watched me again and again, and it's just finally her turn, and everyone knows about it. So tickets are very limited, courtesy of COVID. So if you do want to come, we'd love to have you. It'll be a sprint for tickets.
Okay, brilliant. Wow. Well, sounds like your first festival is going to be a sellout, Lara, which is amazing. I will give people the details again at the end of our chat today. Tanya and Lara Allen sharing their story and sharing their bravery this morning. I just want to play a minute or so of a little video that you've put together about Lara's comeback, just to give people a little bit of a sense of what you've been through.
You look weird with no hair.
I do look weird with no hair.
First off, Lara can decide if she wants to be funny, to educate, or to return serve. Sometimes young kids in particular can be really curious, and they have no idea what you're experiencing. So Lara might choose to decide to educate in this moment. And if so, she might say something like this.
Yes, I am bald. That's because I have cancer and I have this type of medicine called chemo. It kills cancer, but it also takes my hair away.
Great job, Lara. Lara might also decide to use humour as a comeback. And if that's the case, she might come back with something that sounds a bit like this.
Not again. Where's my hair gone?
The other option Lara has is to return serve, like a tennis player. This isn't a chance for Lara to say something cruel or mean back to the person who made the comment, but it is a chance to shine the focus back onto them. So if Lara wanted to return serve, she might say something like this.
Wow, you're very observant. You must be very clever yourself.
Nice one. Or she might come back with something that sounds like this.
Wow, you are very interested in me. Are you obsessed with me?
Great comebacks, Lara and Tanya. And super valuable, I guess, to give people an insight into your worlds. Lara, final question for you. What does bravery mean to you?
Well, bravery means to me is standing up to your fears.
Which you've done so beautifully. Hey, good luck on Saturday the 31st of July at your first Winter Bravery Festival. And here's to your good health, Lara. Thank you so much for sharing. I really appreciate you taking the time to chat.
Thanks for having us.
Lara and Mum Tanya, who must be so incredibly proud of her vivacious little girl.